again is Wayne Shepherd.
All right, thank you. I'm glad you could join us to hear this powerful testimony tonight. Such a tragedy, and yet at the same time, we know that God works all things together for good, and Pastor Chris Cutshill is with us tonight, the father of Lindsay Cutshill, who along with her fiancé, Jason Allen, were both murdered on a beach, a remote beach in Northern California, well, it was last August, nearly a year ago, an unsolved murder. And we're going to open the phone lines now, 312-329-4460, if you have a question or comment for Pastor Chris here tonight, 312-329-4460. Chris, the other stories of God at work in this situation, I mean, you must have to sit back and just wonder sometimes, where's it going to end?
Yeah, you know, it is almost a year, and the thing just continues to unfold for us, and God continues to use it powerfully, and we're so thankful for that. We've just seen a lot of lives change because of the way our children lived and the way they died, and so we're really excited about that, Wayne.
I understand even your own nephew was impacted.
Yeah, my nephew was a believer, but was really pretty messed up. He was into drugs and alcohol, and he told Kathy at the memorial service. He said, "Kathy, you know, Lindsay and Jason didn't hear those shots, but I did." And it just really impacted him, and he moved to our area, in fact, and plugged into our church, and we're taking him through a restoration process, and he's been in it for about 8 months now, and growing and overcoming, and we're really pleased about that, too.
When you turn on the news, and it's nearly every day that you hear stories of missing children, murdered children, sexually exploited children, mm-hmm. Your heart has to turn to them very quickly, I would imagine.
Yeah, my heart just breaks. I can really relate to what they're going through. I mean, we didn't know where our kids were for the first 4 days or so. It wasn't until Thursday morning that we found out what happened to our children. So we can feel what those parents are feeling when a child is kidnapped. And it's heart-rending, and so we tend to go quickly to prayer when we hear about that, and our hearts really go out to those people that are suffering terribly and tragically.
Let's take our first phone call tonight, 312-329-4460. Brian, listening in Springfield, Illinois this evening. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You're on with Pastor Chris Cutshill.
I was a friend of Jason's, and he was a very important friend to me back at Appalachian Bible College. We were just buddies. We lifted together and all that kind of stuff, and I had just gotten saved when I came there, and Jason was really a very great encouragement to me then, and even this testimony now has been a great motivation for me as a youth pastor out in the middle of Illinois, in the middle of nothing, you know. And I just never got a chance to go to the funeral, and I've always regretted that, just that I never got a chance to go out and say how much I appreciated Jason and his influence on my life. And I just wanted to call to let you know that everything you're saying is true about Jason. It's not just fluff, you know. I mean, it's a legitimate story. You know, I live with him, and I can testify to it. So.
Well, Brian, I know that Jason would be very pleased to hear you say that and to hear that his life and death has impacted you. But you're right. I mean, that was his life. When he had opportunity, I mean, not only with words, but especially Jason wasn't a huge talker, but especially with his life, what a testimony he was, and every opportunity he had, he took it to challenge people, to encourage people, and to help them grow in Christ. So I'm really pleased to hear from you. Thanks for calling tonight.
Yeah, Brian, it sounds like you perhaps got to spend a little more time with Jason than even Chris did.
He's a good guy. I spent a lot of time with him, but
yeah, when you're college buddies, that sort of happens, I guess, Chris, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Thank you. God bless you. What church are you at, Brian?
Southernview Chapel in Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield, Illinois. All right. Thanks for calling tonight. God bless.
Thank you.
312-329-4460. One more time, I'd like to mention one of the marvelous things that's happened as a result of this terrible, terrible tragedy is a focus on kids and getting kids out into nature through camping. I know from your description how much Lindsay and Jason both love that experience and would want kids to have that opportunity. So Kids in Creation has resulted from this, Chris.
Yeah, there, you know, there's nothing like a camping experience. And adventure camping is just an incredible opportunity for kids to get turned on to God and turned on to His creation. And so Kids in Creation was is devoted to seeing that, that young people have the opportunity to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ through His creation. And that program can be accessed on www.kidsincreation.org.
All right, and we have also linked it at openlineradio.org, so you should be able to find it easily, openlineradio.org. Chris, in your quiet moments, you still have to reflect in your grief on this. After all, it hasn't been very long at all since this all happened, less than a year. What are some of the thoughts? Are you thinking they were so young?
Yeah, you know, I do think that occasionally, Wayne, and very careful of taking that thought captive, because if I get caught up in those kind of thoughts, and it's not that I push them out of my mind, that's not the answer. The answer is to take on those thoughts head on. And the real answer to those questions that come up is God's Word. And you know, we just have to approach things from an eternal perspective. Perspective changes everything. And if I get caught up in thinking, man, they're so young, then I can start feeling sorry for myself and feeling sorry for my kids. But right now, I really don't feel sorry for my kids. They're not missing out on anything. And I really have come to believe that God chooses some people to die early in life. And I believe that God sovereignly chose our children. And I feel so privileged that God gave Kathy and I, and I know Bob and Dolores feel the same way, that God gave us the privilege to have the stewardship to raise our kids so that they would be prepared for such a time as this and be used for God's glory. So we really have to tackle those thoughts. And the question for us is not why me, why us, but the question is why not me, why not us? We do not believe that we're exempt from this. And if the apostles and prophets and even our Lord and our Savior was persecuted and died in early life, why not us and why not our kids?
I appreciate your honesty. As hard as it is to accept, it sounds like you see that both Jason and Lindsay were ready to go with the Lord.
They were so ready. Incredibly so. In fact, one of the verses that Lindsay highlighted in Philippians is chapter 3, verse 20, and she triple highlighted it. She has a star beside the verse, and then she circled the number, and then took a highlighter and highlighted the verse as well. And it reads like this: "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And above that verse, she wrote these words: "We are only pilgrims." And then, Wayne, this past in 2004, in May, her mother, Kathy and Lindsay, were going through the Purpose Driven Life study together. And Lindsay was journaling. And I didn't even know that until after death, actually. And my son-in-law, Ben, found the journal in her room. Another gift from God. And one of her entries had to do with being a pilgrim. She wrote in her journal, "I sometimes think of myself as a pilgrim in a foreign land, traveling through life. We're here temporarily. I should be less materialistic." Now, that's from a young lady that lived in a tent one summer and lived mm-hmm. under a tarp this past summer. And she said, "I should be less materialistic and give more to God." And then she rebuked herself and challenged herself by writing, "Don't waste time." And that was her attitude toward life and ministry. And that was Jason's attitude as well. If there's ever a pilgrim, it was Jason. He didn't have roots here on earth. His citizenship was in heaven. And both Lindsay and Jason understood that they were passing through to a better place.
Wish we could have known them here on earth, but we'll have that privilege someday. Pastor Chris Kutschel telling us this story tonight and the testimony of this family. If you have a question or comment, call us now, 312-329-4460.